I'm Tom Harrow, and we have some great news, listeners. In addition to our regularly scheduled Shadow Dark episodes, we will also be featuring the Lord of the Rings role-playing game for 5e. Look for new episodes to begin later this week. Tales from the Shadow Dark is for mature audiences only. Continue to look for more Tales from the Shadow Dark episodes every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Last we left off, you guys had entered the city of Khazad-mor, an ancient dwarven city that was thought to be abandoned. You're making your way across a bridge, a troublesome broken bridge that sits over top of lava. You started touring the city. A stone block came down and cut you off from the entryway, so you're not going to be able to exit the city the same way you came in. Looking around, you've stumbled across a dwarven blunderbuss and investigated the eyes that look out, the eyes that were carved in the dwarven likeness of the entrance to the city. And looking out of them, you can see the lava beyond that you had to cross on the way here. And you've met some small creatures with one red eye that invited you to come and see their art objects. And on the way to their, what you think might be their clan or something, you came into a room and were curious about the shields that were sitting there. And after handling one of them, a ghost appeared. Seemed to be the ghost of a drill sergeant, since this is a dwarven training room. He commanded you guys to get in line and took possession of not Torben, Tucker.
Yeah.
And said that he's going to teach you how to use the shield. Last we left off, you guys were deciding how you wanted to react to that. So what would you like to do?
Well, maybe we can literally try to follow the lesson and use the shield. Maybe he doesn't want to kill us.
Okay, he...
Sorry, there's more a suggestion to the others than a decision. Like, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we could do that. I was still in hiding. Because right. I use my thief skills to hide, but I come out of hiding and I also pick up a shield and let's see where this is going.
Death.
I hope not.
Me too. Not again.
All right.
We have one traumatic ending.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Need a break.
So you guys are going to cooperate with this?
Yes.
How long are you willing to cooperate? Because he begins teaching and you're actually learning things as he's showing you what to use with the shield.
Ooh.
But hours go by and he doesn't let up. How many hours are you willing to wait? Or not wait, but participate?
Participate. What do you guys think, like 1 hour or something? Or
yeah,
shorter,
one hour max. I mean, we need to continue, okay. So.
I mean, if our character's like, oh, this is actually really helping and we're learning stuff, we could do this a little bit. Cool. You know, they could do it a bit, but an hour sounds long enough.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem even close to attaining the information and the training that he can give you with the shield. But if you want to stop, you can.
Maybe we should do the training. What do you guys think?
Well, what else we gonna do, right? Yeah, move on to check the city out, of course. But this is some good information, I think. Some good experience.
Hey, what do you think, medicine guy? Medicine guy?
Aran?
Out of character, I'm not sure shit. I'm there.
Oh, of course.
He is not.
So I'm just along for the ride for
for the time being.
Right? Maybe we some should progress this? And then miraculously run into a new person.
But do we do that before or after training?
I mean, I have nothing about waiting it out until perhaps we find a good opportunity for it. So, yeah, you just go ahead and play. It's just fun to listen.
Right.
Well, I mean, Lionel loves fighting with a shield. He literally uses a shield, so he would probably go on until he's very tired, unless you guys stop him.
Well, I am not proficient with a shield, but if I am proficient with a shield after this training, then I will want to continue.
Wait, because, can I get proficient in a shield?
Because my AC is not that big.
Do you want to train in with everybody?
Absolutely.
Let's yes. do it. Let's just take the
let's
gamble.
Just do it. I could okay. desperately use plus something to my AC.
I love how we're just assuming that and we have no idea if that's what's going to happen.
We're praying
you
to
die
the
of exhaustion.
Guy.
Fuck.
It is shadow dark. So.
And it is Tom, so.
Okay, so. Oh, you guys we all, just... after 8 hours, gain this feat.
Oh.
Shield Master.
Oh. My God.
Oh, you shared the feed. I was waiting.
Oh, sorry. It's in Discord. Yeah.
I'll read it out for our listeners. Shield Master, the aggressive shield style of the Khazad-mor dwarves. The Krolik lets plus one AC while wielding a shield and can shove targets one range increment away with a successful melee attack.
Oh.
So you all become proficient with shield if you weren't already, and then you gain this on top of it.
Nice.
Tom, do Tucker get it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And the ghostly dwarf leaves all of you with a tearful eye, having finally trained a worthy successor.
Aw.
We'll remember you, dude.
Aw.
Wait, what was that guy's name? Shield Master! Got it.
Shaster.
Not yes. sure about that, but
Shaster the Shield
Master.
You
never forget you. Your first Shaster.
No, you don't.
So that's a plus one to AC with the shield above what the shield gives?
Correct.
Does really it have to nice. Be one of their shields?
Yes.
And we have
but
one of
we
their
are
shields.
Holding. We are holding.
No, you
those,
each have
right?
you each have one.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh, I'm gonna add that in my inventory.
Is it really cool? Like, is it decorated? Like, does it have like a?
Yeah, it looks like the ones that they were holding in the phalanx,
dude.
Mural that you saw on the way in here.
Sweet.
So you know it's actually I got a picture of one. I'll show it to you.
Oh. I think I dropped my bull shield.
Khazad-mor dwarf shield.
Now, for the listeners, naturally, I can't show a picture, but what I can do is say that it is a square shield. Actually, it's not square. It's a rectangle. Almost the height of a dwarf. And it comes like a it's kind of sloped until it comes into the middle where there's this large rectangle that's built up out of it. And the whole thing is banded over with metal that ties over the top of it to hold the shield and give it extra endurance.
Nice.
So kind of like a tower shield type deal?
A tower shield for a dwarf. So, I mean, this thing's like 3 foot tall.
Yeah, so it's my height. That's awesome. Because I'm a dwarf.
You 3 foot?
Well, something, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, as I say, you'll see what I mean, because it looks like it's... I figure a dwarf is 3 foot something to 4 foot, and this thing is then, like, comes just below the head of a dwarf.
Sounds very practical.
So what's the normal plus AC, what you get with the shield? Is it plus two?
I think it's plus one.
It's plus one, and then you also get a plus one while having the skill Shield Master, right? So it's a plus two in total.
Correct.
I gotta admit, I'm confused, right? Because that's not what it says, Shield Master. It says while wielding a shield, not while wielding a Khazad-Mor dwarf shield.
Well, wielding a shield and can shield
discretion, of course, but
yeah. Yeah, well, while wielding a shield, yeah.
Okay, oh, nice. So the picture is now in shield. The chat.
That's dope shield.
Jesus, I need to wear it on my back when I'm not handling it. It's like, hey, where's that shield going?
Looks a lot like one of the rogue scrotum shields.
But only
like
scrotum shields.
Scrotum.
I could actually see that. Like, it makes sense to me if you be a Roman warrior and have a scrotum shield. I fully went with it. Like, that's the thing.
Even in today's age, when it comes to a lot of athletic people in sports, have the scrotum shield.
Yep.
It's called a yock strap.
A cup, yeah, also.
All right, so just to verify, this shield itself gives plus one to AC. It's plus, so it's just like a regular shield, right? But if you didn't have shield proficiency yet, you now get proficiency.
No, I think it's you get an additional one. His normal shield gives two.
Yeah, that's what
so
I thought too.
So it probably gives an additional one. I need to open the book.
So I've written down red shield with black bowl instead of bull.
A shield. A normal shield has a plus two AC.
So this gives a plus three, right?
In total, yeah. Should be.
I think Tom's trying to figure it out, judging by the silence.
Trying to figure what out?
Oh, I guess not. How the shield works, because the shield mastery gave us plus one, but Hito asked before, and he said like the shield gives plus one, and this gives
no,
plus one,
so it's probably plus two. It's normally, it's a normal shield, right, Tom, for the stats?
It's just a normal shield. So yeah, you guys, you know, okay. So let's just do it can be any shield, and you get an additional plus one while you're wielding it. So if a shield gives you plus one to your armor class, you now get plus two to your armor class when you're using a shield.
Got it. And if it's plus two, it gets plus three.
It gives you plus three.
Gotcha.
Yay. Nice.
Holy shit.
Well, your AC is broken already, right?
It's a little more broken now.
Shit.
Hey, that's good. That means I can, you know, try to not die because I still have terrible max hit points.
Well,
I'm
you
tank, so
you stand in front.
Yep.
You just soak every damage. What you
until
can get.
Until one or two hits actually get through, then I'm dead.
Yeah, maybe some natural 20s or something.
Yeah, which you know, matter of time. Anyway,
nice. Thank you, Drill Sergeant. Dwarf sergeant.
Dwargent. Shall we proceed?
Are the two little guys with one red eye still in the vicinity?
They gave up. You saw them take off to the north.
Oh, okay. And so the north is some area which we have not explored yet?
Or? Yeah, the north goes into a short hallway. Well, that's not short, but I mean, comparatively to the rest, it's like, I don't know, 20 feet, and it goes to a door.
Guys, right. We should go to the door.
And this one's a very slim hallway by comparison to everything else. It's only about 10 feet.
Oh.
I have a slightly perhaps stupid question. How's the light and stuff?
Oh, they have a torch going. Have to, because these things don't use torches or light. Right. So somebody has a torch.
As we move through, I have great IC. I could take the brunt. I could carry a shield. Maybe you, Elgar, you can carry the torch. You're also the thief. So maybe you can walk ahead just slightly, check for the traps. Then if something springs up like a creature, I jump in front of you.
Yeah, sure. I held my torch, my shield, and I'm advancing to the north.
Maybe we can have Torgen in the back with the pole.
Torben?
Yeah, maybe just have the pole in front and just kind of poke slightly.
I'll have my shield on one hand and my pole in the other.
Yeah.
Sold.
Okay, so it's a 10-foot pole, so you're not going to be able to check for everybody by standing in the back with your pole.
You're going to be in front.
Also,
well, I got this.
What's your dwarf's name again, Guido?
Elgar.
Elgar, carrying the torch, of course, you know you're not going to be able to hide in shadows, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Unless I'm like ditching the torch, of course, but
right next to you at your feet.
Yeah. Okay, that's not gonna happen. Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay. You come up to the door then.
Yeah,
you and Torben.
And me, right?
No, it's 10 foot wide. I mean, I guess, but you won't be able to fight in that.
Pattern. Oh, okay, all right. Yep, I got you. I don't know. In that case, Torben, do you think maybe I should take your spot? In case something comes through the door when we open it?
I got my pole.
Where's Tucker?
I'm here.
Is he just... Sorry, we completely forgot that he just got possessed by a dwarven ghost, and then the dwarven ghost was happy, and we just didn't ask Tucker at all if he was okay.
Yeah,
we've seen some shit, man.
I'm used to these possessions.
Right? We're not even fazed by these things at this point.
Fucking Tuesdays, man. Fucking Tuesdays.
So I walk up to the door and I check the traps. Oh, you're going to poke it?
Yeah, I'll poke it first.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so you poke the door with your pole and nothing happens.
Looks good.
Sorry, with the what now? What did he poke the door with?
With the pole.
Okay, let's just check. Pretty sure you may want to check that in editing, because I don't think you said pole.
Okay. To me it sounded like pole, but I mean...
What else would he check it with?
Well, I thought he said hole, but I could be wrong. I could have misheard. My ears are not great.
I keep hearing pole no matter what you say.
I know. I'm like, yeah, pole.
Yeah, not hole, pole.
Yeah,
like Paul McCartney?
Oh my God, why didn't I name my raven that I forget that I have Paul? That's perfect.
Paul the raven.
Okay, so you guys are standing in front of it.
Yeah. I'm
Torben, you poke it with your pole, nothing happens.
Yep, I'll take a step back and give Elgar plenty of room here.
All right.
Yeah.
Elgar, you can make a check then. Roll your wisdom.
Stand back. Let me check this for traps.
And it is an advantage since you're a thief.
What wisdom, you say?
Wisdom, yep.
Well, advantage. That's
interesting. It says it in the rule book.
Okay.
I like that. I never understood why disarming traps was intelligence based.
I always thought it was
sticks. Well, I think it changes when you're trying to disarm a trap. Right now he's trying to perceive one.
Oh, okay. I got a 12.
You don't see a trap.
Well, I guess it's fine.
That was with advantage, right?
Okay. Yep, that was with advantage.
Okay, so Torben will absolutely open that door if Elgar doesn't stop him.
Lionel takes a step back as this all unfolds in front of his eyes.
I also take a step back. Sure, you go ahead and open the door.
It's fine.
Yeah, it should be fine.
It's fine. Just get in the water. Just swim to the boat. Fuck.
All right, so you guys inside of here, when you open the door up, you see that this room has weapon racks. It's a bunch of rotted crossbows, bizarre rusty tubes, and molding cases of bolts. Looks like they have an archery range set up here. It's got a chest-high barricade there. There's a tapestry curtain that's like halfway downrange with the targets. Light peeks under the edge of this curtain that has like woven tapestries that actually form the curtain.
Okay. Looks good. He'll walk in.
Go with you. I follow. Tucker, you coming?
You sound a little far away right now, by the way, Elgar.
Yes.
Hello. I'm closer now.
That's better.
All right. So you guys are looking at this curtain. Rotted crossbows, targets downrange. What are you doing? You do not see any exits or entrances or anything from where you stand.
So other than where you just came a room.
To. Yeah.
Okay.
And, hey, maybe some ghost will teach us how to shoot a bow now.
Oh, that'd be great. Tucker.
Yeah.
Activate your possession spell.
I don't think he'd like it.
Sounded ominous. Well, maybe we can check the room. Maybe we can check behind a tapestry, see if there's like a hidden door or something.
Yeah, I'll check the weapon racks. If there's something on there.
Something usable.
Yeah.
Where all those rotted crossbows and stuff are?
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead and give me another check, like when you check the door.
All right. With advantage or no?
You're not checking for traps, so no.
Oh, okay, so no. That's a 7. That's a 7.
Okay, you don't find anything. It just looks like a bunch of garbage.
Okay.
Now. Nothing. It wasn't at one time, but now it is.
Fair enough. Meantime, Lionel would like to see if there's something behind the tapestry.
All right. So how do you go about doing that? Are you trying to like find a crack in it and look through? Or are you going to pull it back?
Pull it back. Yeah.
Pull it back.
Not pull it off the slide, like, you know, just enough to look through just to see what there is.
Okay. So when you do that, you see 9 of those small creatures that you saw earlier. That were leading you to this place, you know, the short, squat, little white-skinned creatures with these red eyes. And so one of them, or a few of them, you know, everybody turns to see you. But one of them nudges an eyeling and he says, Leader, Corvin, this was the people I was telling you about. I invited them to enjoy our art. And beyond them, you can see that there's all sorts of like paintings and jewelry and things like that that are set up around here. Like, just at the center of where they're eating and playing and living, like, so that they can constantly see these things. Corvin, the one that the island called Corvin, bears a dwarven pistolet and a blunderbuss.
Which one of us has the blunderbuss we found?
Me. Wait, did I give that back? I don't remember.
Maybe you should take out your blunderbuss. So they know we're one of them.
Sure. I take out the blunderbuss, like, very non-threateningly. He says, hey, we found this a little earlier. I thought maybe this belongs to you, you glorious albino cyclopsis.
So he says, excellent, visitors, come in. He invites you inside. And he says, please, have a seat. Get some rest.
People are eating us for sure.
This is where we die.
Oh, no, for so sure.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All right. Yeah, thank you for your hospitality. We would love something to eat. What's on the menu?
Oh, some delicious rat stew.
Rat stew. What's it made of? Because I have a very delicate system.
Yeah, I can barely hear him.
Mostly rat and mushroom.
Ooh, mushrooms. I'm in.
Yeah, man, you give him garlic and whew.
Or onion. One time, never again.
I sit at the table and I thank him for the food and I started eating.
I too will sit at the table, but I will kind of sniff it, you know, see if I notice anything a little off.
So it's all coming from one crock or cauldron
pot
or whatever, one cooking cauldron, and others are taking some and eating it, sitting down right near you.
Okay. But they are like tiny, strange, one-eyed, red-eyed midget people that might be that are, oh, fuck it, I'll just eat it. It's fine. Eating it.
Okay.
This stuff is great.
So anyway, he says, he sends the person who spoke, Corvin does, and that one comes over, and he's going to pick up the blunderbuss that you showed them.
Sure.
Okay. So he picks it up, and the Corvin motions him to bring it over, and he brings it to Corvin. And Corvin, kind of handles it, you can tell, lovingly. And he says, very well. I accept your tribute. What would you like in return? And he puts his blunderbuss and the pistolet up there.
Weren't there something about the place where a weapon becomes stronger?
Yes. You're looking for that forge.
Yeah. We would love... I think we'd like to see the forge.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Or are we supposed to pick between this blunderbuss and his pistol?
No, that's not the question.
Well, he was offering it as a possibility.
Okay. Nice. I like the way Tucker's thinking.
Huh. He says, we do not know of this forge. He says,
that's disappointing.
We only have interest in our domain. And he says, we tend a shrine not terribly far from here. When we did go exploring, two of our people were killed by the king in the feast hall.
The king in the feast hall? Where's, what direction is that in?
He says, that is west from here. He says, you'll have to go out and around to get to it.
What does this king look like?
They look to one another and they say, They point to Torben and Elgar, and they say, like you, but with rotted skin.
Oh.
Hmm.
That sounds like we may have some undead dwarves up ahead. Where can we find this this king?
West of here, but you'll have to go out and around to get there. Because there is no direct route west from this area.
Okay. And when you say out and around, like, what do we need to leave this building?
Can one of your colleagues lead us, maybe?
He will call one of them over and say, can you draw them a map to where they went? And the other one kind of nods and shrugs a little bit and sits down and starts trying to draw a map with a pencil. Not a pencil, but a piece of charcoal.
Charcoal.
That works. Is there any chance before we go in there, we seek to find a forge and see what's going on with this seemingly undead dwarven king, perhaps even avenge your fallen comrades? Is there any chance that perhaps we could use your lovely space here to get rest up a little before we continue on our journey?
Of course. You are considered friends of the tribe.
What is your tribe called?
We are called the Eilings.
We were
created by the Eye, and we serve it.
And this is your deity?
Yes.
All right.
It can be reached from the shrine.
So where is this shrine? Is this near?
Yeah, he says the shrine is sacred to us. We do not share its information.
Okay. I
respect that.
I respect that. Although I would like to see it, but if you don't want us there, then I will not take a look. I will respect your wishes.
I think maybe after we have a rest and everyone agrees, we can push on following the map that we just received.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a rest.
Okay.
Unless there's anything else you guys would like to do.
Yeah, I would like to know. Did you see a tall guy, talks funny, smells like a tea, strolling around here?
We have seen others such as yourselves in here.
No, there was I don't think he was tall, and I'm...
He says, I mean outsiders. He says they came in.
So we all look alike to you. So
we all have.
He's about tall as this guy, and I'm pointing to Lionel. And Lionel talks like this man. He talks. Did you see him?
We've seen someone that fits that description, but that's what I'm saying to you. We've seen. We haven't heard them speak, but we've seen others that fit that description in here. Yes. They came in as a group, and I think they befell some sort of hazard here, because a great many of them were seen running, split up in different directions. I couldn't keep track of them.
This was near this king, where you saw them for the last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think right. Mr. Polanski ditched us to find a different party.
You know, to be honest, I completely forgot about him until you just mentioned him again.
Forgot about who?
Nice. Exactly. What are we talking about? The king, right? The dwarven king. The undead dwarven king.
Yes. Well, okay. I say we take a rest here right now with our new friends, and then in a few hours we will.
Let's be smart. Move on. And there's four of us. Let's at least have one of us awake. yeah. case our new friends
are cannibals.
Yeah, or, you know.
I start sleeping.
I have a question, perhaps a stupid one, but considering that what race are were they dwarves? The people the I was talking to that gave them the information?
Yeah, kind of weird, right? Like, not really dwarves, not really humans. They're just really kind of small creatures with white skin and red eyes.
Yeah, red they would be closer to looking like a, I guess in body structure, they'd look more like a goblin.
Got it.
Okay. Because I'm not sure they would be considered a cannibal if they're eating you, since you're not
eating. We're safe. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take. I don't know why you're messing with the only one in the party who tries to bring you back into the game.
I'm sure Tom's got it all planned out. Like, the moment we go to the king, we'll find him. It's fine. Tom's got this. I have faith in Tom to deal with our chaos.
Yeah. I know what to do.
Tom is our chaos king. Creator of chaos.
I mean, I have half the mind to yell out like Leroy Jenkins and just go ham and cut all those little goblins down.
No,
but I won't.
Not yet. First, we sleep.
First, we find Aaron and we kill the goblin. No, fuck the dwarven undead king.
I'm still sleeping. So.
We're doing what with the king?
We're probably going to make him deader than he is.
Mm.
He sounds mean. No, just like those people who are throwing other people into the volcano. Remember that, those?
Throwing?
Maybe they volunteer.
Or falling?
No. Exactly.
They were tripping in the volcano.
All right, well,
sure, they're evil.
That was a good one. Classic sweet. All right, I guess the next morning, if nothing happens, we...
Yeah, you guys are rested. Get all your hit points and spells and all that sort of stuff back.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I will take the blunderbuss out of my inventory before I forget.
So, according to this map they drew for you, you go back out the way you came from this training hall. You go back to the entryway where you guys came in. It looks like you take the west passage, and at a crossing, you head north, and it looks there that it goes to a large room that's labeled King.
Okay.
So while it looks like a decent walking distance, it's a simple path.
Good. So no jumping over platforms and potentially falling to our deaths in the lava.
I mean, no, that's not labeled on here anyway. Lava death, that's like labeled outside.
All right. Yeah, let's follow the map. If everyone's ready, some breakfast, and pee in a corner and go.
How well lit is this place?
It's not. You guys got to have a torch.
Okay, I am wielding another torch.
Okay.
And my shield.
Nice. I like that. That's interesting. Okay. I'll be right behind you with my shield and my longsword, ready to strike whatever gets at us.
Okay.
So there was this door labeled King, right?
Yes, that's where we need to get to, that room.
Yeah, it's a big room labeled King.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so you guys head out south. You go back to that entryway where the stone block fell that has a ramp and a set of stairs that lead up to a second floor. Instead of going in that direction, you head west. And as you do, it opens up into this sort of bay-like area. And you can see these, there's like a few wagon bays there.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Oh, a few wagon, what?
Bays, B-A-Y-S.
Gotcha, okay.
Where you would park the wagons. upon entering this citadel. Scattered across the ground, there appear to be these stones. And they look carefully sculpted, like cylindrical. And they are each cut, and they look to be of the exact same size and shape. And they're just kind of scattered on the ground, along with some silver pieces. And scattered about the ground, too, are some tablets. There is an archway that heads west. It would be the way you would have to go to follow this map. But the map doesn't mention that there is an inscription over the door that says, "Outsiders permitted no farther."
Huh. I guess this is in Dwarfish, right? Or common?
It is written in Dwarfish.
Well, I can read that.
Sound a little far away from me again, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's not just you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hello. Test 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there we go. The moment you said 3, it was better.
Okay.
So I'm guessing you relay the.
Yes. Sorry, I relay the dwarfish text. Nice. So outsiders, okay. Move no further.
Are we outsiders at this point?
Technically, yeah. We're inside.
Well, I mean, if it's written in Dwarvish, like, surely at least we dwarves wouldn't be outsiders, right?
Yeah, and you guys are my friends now, so I will bring my friends inside.
Yeah, clearly they don't mean us.
Yeah, exactly.
Flawless reasoning, I agree.
But I like to check those cylindrical cuts on the ground, the shell things.
The stones?
Stones, thank you. Yeah.
Yep. So you pick them up, and there's a little bit of weight to them, you can tell.
Hmm.
And as you pick them up, you look at them, and you can tell these things have been masterfully crafted to the exact same size, shape, and weight as the other. As the others. They all appear to be perfectly made in this way.
To one are they like scattered all over and like...
Yeah, you're kind of picking them up. How many? They're actually out here in the hallway. They're not in the wagon bays itself. You can see there are wagons parked here. Deteriorated, old, but they are parked inside of the bays. But these are out on the ground where you're standing, along with the silver pieces that are kind of scattered around, and the tablets.
I like to pick up two of those cylindrical pieces of rock.
Okay.
And carry them with me in my backpack.
This whole this whole conversation, like with the stones that are being made, it makes me wonder, what if in real life, like the pyramids were built by dwarves?
Makes sense.
I mean, it makes more sense than aliens.
Well, that also makes sense.
What if they're dwarven aliens? Because they're not from this world.
Maybe they lived here first. I'm done. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
What's going on?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, he picks up cylindrical things. I would like to check the tablets. See if I can read them. I'm guessing they're going to be in Dwarvish. They have text on them.
Actually, they have numbers on them.
Oh.
And they do have some Dwarvish writing accompanying the numbers.
We'll try to get Elgar or... Sorry, you haven't changed your name on Discord yet, sweet, so I don't remember what it was.
Tobin. Tobin Dallas.
Torbin.
Torbin?
Torbin Dallas. I asked him to translate.
So Torbin takes a look at them, and Torben, you think that these are trade records.
Trade records.
So it looks like as people brought things in the wagons, things would be taken out. They would be weighed and
makes sense.
Sold.
Okay.
Exchanged for money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. I'll relay that to everybody. Which he really doesn't understand. But he translates it.
With that, Lionel's kind of like, oh, okay. I don't think the silver is cursed. And he starts picking up the silver.
Okay.
How much does he get?
6 pieces.
All right. Everybody take a piece.
Depends on if you eat it or not. A few pounds, maybe?
Yeah, half a piece, though. Oh, wait, not you. Sorry, you're still not here. Elgar, have a piece. Torben, have a piece. Tucker, have a piece. I'll take the rest of the pieces. He doesn't say that out loud, but he's kind of a dick.
Okay, let's follow the map, then. Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. So are you in your usual, walking order there?
Me
in front with the shield and the torch. Yeah.
Okay. So you and Torben, I need you both to make dexterity checks DC 12.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Okay.
I got a 6.
Oh.
I got a 2.
Oh no.
Okay. So you are going to take each of you takes 3 points of damage as this scythe swings out from one of the recesses in the archway and slashes into each of you.
Okay.
You're now on the other side of the archway, and you can see in the wall there that there is a lever.
I don't know. What if we pull the lever and it does the side thing again?
Well, I think the lever is on our side now, right?
Yes.
I'm going to duck either way.
Should we pull the lever? Oh, I want to check the lever for traps.
Can I do that?
And maybe we can even check the mechanism a little, see if we can figure out what it does, if it's visible. We don't know that.
That's a 6.
All right. So you immediately know that this lever is connected to this trap.
Okay. I switch the lever.
Okay. You hear kind of from the wall, you hear ka-chunk.
I hope that means they were disarmed instead of rearmed. All right, I'll walk through. Let's find out.
All right. So you step through with no problem.
Oh, nice. Thank you, guys.
Tucker, are you coming?
Yeah. I'm going as well. Yeah.
All right. So from here, following the map, you would turn north. You can also see that you could head west or south from this point. But if you're going to continue following the map, you will head north. And you walk north for a long time. It is only 10 foot wide, another slim passageway by comparison. Well, no, it's actually more like 15 feet wide.
Okay.
Still not so wide. Okay.
That's pretty wide.
Compared to the others.
5 meters, yeah.
And at the end of it, after walking for, geez, you're thinking like a couple hundred feet, it takes a small turn west, and you can see that you could continue heading down west down the corridor, but where the king's room is labeled is up north, and you can see that there is an extremely wide hallway here now, and it is filled with these very well fashioned columns. And it stretches well beyond your torchlight.
Okay. Well, I think, guys, maybe it could be smart if we don't head directly to the king's room, you know, just to see. Maybe we can learn something more about him before we get into some fight with some undead dwarven king who has a giant army. Like, what if we, for example, we go north now, right? We go into the king's room. He summons all of his reinforcements, and if we go west first, then we get to deal with his reinforcements before we have to deal with the main force. What do you guys think?
That sounds really smart. Let's do that.
Yep.
All right.
So
let's carefully go.
You go west the distance of the width of the hallway, the columned hallway. And at that edge, before you go into the slimmer western hallway, you take note that the hallway is lined with bone fetishes that dangle at chest level.
Huh.
They look to be made of bones and hair. Like wrapped in hair, and they are dangling from the ceiling at chest level on cords of hair.
So when we see that, does it remind us of anything we've seen before, or is this completely new? Could it have been something that Aaron Polanski has done, maybe, with his strange practices?
You don't think so.
Okay.
I would like to examine one of those fetishes. Because I'm an acolyte.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
So go ahead and give me a check. And you'll have advantage on it.
What is it, wisdom or intelligence? Or?
Wisdom.
That's a 9.
Okay. These don't appear to be divine of any kind.
Okay. I relay this to the group. So they're just some puppets just hanging from the ceiling. No
biggie.
That's
a really weird craft, man.
Surely it means something, though.
Maybe they just don't like teeth.
Or bones.
But they are at chest height. Are they like really dense that we cannot evade them? Or
correct.
Well, is it?
It's not height dense, for... dense, but it's dense enough that would be too many to keep track of at some point.
Okay. Is it like chest height for a dwarf or for a human?
Chest height for a human.
Okay, so basically about like head height for a dwarf.
Right.
Well, we could try to cut our way through because they're dangling, right?
Or maybe just don't touch them and don't make a sound.
That might be smart. It could be a trap.
Yeah. So we stay low, and avoid them at all costs.
We can do that. I'm a little uncomfortable with that because if we're crouching and we can't really fight, and we have those things hanging above us, we won't see what's coming. But maybe you're right. If we don't make a sound, it could be better. Just make sure no one touch anything, I think.
Yes. So we advance like crouching on the west side.
If everyone agrees, that is. Sorry.
Yeah, sure. Weird.
Okay, so everybody make a stealth check. Because of your height, you're going to be at disadvantage.
All right, that makes sense. That's you.
Not because of the big armor.
That too.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
I got an 11. That's my highest. It's plus dexterity, right? Plus the dexterity modifier.
Dexterity modifier.
Okay, oh, then, yeah, then I also got 11. Oh.
And 9.
That's pretty damn high for you, man. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you guys are trying to avoid these things are clattering off of your armor and stuff. They're just too numerous and they hang too close to avoid. And
yeah, screw this.
As you started going, this started going at different levels, and
well, shit.
I feel like Lionel would stand up at this point and just kind of sigh and just start cutting some down.
Okay.
I just forgot. As a gnome, I could have just gone invisible.
So, eventually, you reach an iron portcullis in the north wall. You could continue west. At the edge of your light, you can see many doors on both the north and south sides lining the western hallway. But you reach a place where to the north there is this iron portcullis, and beyond it you see an old woman who is sitting on the porch in a rocking chair. She has this blanket up over her and she looks like she's knitting. There's this statue, this jet black onyx statue of a hound that looks like it has been set here for display purposes, or something that she can see from the porch she might like to look at. There's also a man here who has a mask over his face. And he's breathing. You can hear his breath behind his mask. It's rasping. And he walks up and he says, "Do you have trade for Auntie Knucklebones?"
Yes.
What's
I
that
have
now?
This, I have this cylinder rock that I'm willing to trade.
She says, or he says, "Auntie Knucklebones only deals in magic items, children, and souls." Tom Arrow's Tales hopes to showcase the creativity, talent, and merchandise of indie RPG creators through live play podcasts. Shadow Dark is an old-school game with modernized mechanics soon to be available on BackerKit. Tom Arrow's Tales will also feature the Lord of the Rings RPG 5e by Free League Games later this week. Look us up at tomarrows.com and on social media at Tom Arrow's Tales, all one word, no apostrophe.